From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Welcome once again to a broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies of the law of God as he brings another portion of a message on the fourth commandment, Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Misunderstood and largely ignored by men, the Lord's command to keep his day stands with divine authority on the same level as the other nine commandments. The proper keeping of the Lord's day is God's gracious gift, a reminder of his love in Christ and a provision for his proper worship. As we'll see, the scriptural warrant for it is clear from indisputable New Testament evidence and precedent. May the Lord help us to take his word seriously. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. Before he comes, here's a brief selection from Charles Haddon Spurgeon's devotional collection entitled Faith's Checkbook. Our devotional for today is entitled Always Growing. The text is found in John chapter 1 and verse 50. Thou shalt see greater things than these. This is spoken to a childlike believer who was ready to accept Jesus as the Son of God, the King of Israel, upon one convincing piece of argument. Those who are willing to see shall see. It is because we shut our eyes that we become so sadly blind. We have seen much already. Great things and unsearchable has the Lord showed unto us, for which we praise his name. But there are greater truths in his word, greater depths of experience, greater heights of fellowship, greater works of usefulness, greater discoveries of power and love and wisdom. These we are yet to see if we are willing to believe our Lord. The faculty of inventing false doctrine is ruinous, but power to see the truth is a blessing. Heaven shall be opened to us. The way thither shall be made clear to us in the Son of Man, and the angelic commerce which goes on between the upper and lower kingdoms shall be made more manifest to us. Let us keep our eyes open towards spiritual objects and expect to see more and more. Let us believe that our lives will not dribble down into nothing, but that we shall be always on the growing hand, seeing greater and still greater things, till we behold the great God himself and never again lose the sight of him.
Foundation he has laid.
listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're glad that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We continue to receive encouraging responses to these broadcasts, and your words of appreciation and support mean a great deal to us as we seek to proclaim the unsearchable riches of Christ. If you would be interested in learning more about the Free Presbyterian Church, you might like to receive a copy of our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, which briefly sets out the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church. That, and any other literature we offer on these broadcasts, is free for the asking. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy these programs, you might like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In addition to the regular programs, the website contains video clips of Dr. Cairns answering questions regarding various issues, such as what is the gospel, how is the death of Christ relevant in the 21st century, and can you be sure you're saved? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
Christian Sabbath is the Lord's Day, the memorial of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Sabbath is permanent in its duration. It's simple in its precept. We have pointed out it requires rest, refreshment, and worship. Today, to give to the Lord, to hallow it, to sanctify it, and to celebrate our Redeemer's resurrection. And this Sabbath is binding on us to do those things. Did you ever think of Hebrews 10:25? Now remember, this is the book that I've just been expounding from in Hebrews chapter 4. And in chapter 10:25, Paul writes, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as you see the day approaching. Not forsaking the assembling of yourselves together. But I think I've done enough to prove that those assemblies took place on the first day of the week, the Lord's Day, the day of Hebrews 4:9, a keeping of Sabbath in commemoration of the resurrection of Christ. This is where we catch our breath after a busy week. This is where we renew our strength to live for Christ in a world of sin. So, the precept is rest, refreshment, and worship. That's how to keep the Sabbath day. This commandment forbids work on the Sabbath day, and it forbids the willful neglect of Sabbath duties. That's very clear from our text. Isaiah, in one of the most important texts in the Bible on the Sabbath, in chapter 58, verse 13, says, turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day. Call the Sabbath a delight, the holy of the Lord, and honorable. It tells you to honor Him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words. Actually, it says, nor speaking a word. Now obviously it can't just mean you stop speaking on the Sabbath day, for there's no biblical rule or example to that end. And as I thought of it, how did God create? God spoke. Each day He created by His word. And when He came to the Sabbath day, His creative word did not go forth. He had finished. He wasn't speaking His word. Creative. Creation was His business. He rested from it the Sabbath day. And that's what this is telling us. The other days of the week, your word, your purpose, your business, your thing, that's what's engaging your mind. But not on the Sabbath day. Christians should not treat the Sabbath day as just another day to work and just another day for their own pleasure or their own recreation or their own pursuits. And yet withal, the Lord allows works of necessity and mercy and piety. This is not a hard and cruel imposition surrounded by endless hair splitting. The Lord Jesus Christ did work on the Sabbath day. He allowed His disciples to pluck corn on the Sabbath day to feed and to satisfy their hunger. He said, the Sabbath was made for man and not man for the Sabbath. Therefore the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. Now when He says the Sabbath was made for man, He says it's made for his good. Man was not made for the Sabbath. In other words, man is not to be the slave of endless do's and don'ts and regulations that men have made up. He says, I am the Lord of the Sabbath. So the question is, what does the Lord allow? He allows works of necessity. Luke 14:5, which of you shall have an ox or an ass fallen into a pit and will not straightway pull him out in the Sabbath day? When his disciples plucked corn, Matthew 12:7, Jesus said they were guiltless. Why? Because it was necessary. There are some works that are necessary on the Sabbath. Now that may change from generation to generation. This is where Christians need to have their consciences instructed by the Word of God. We live in a society where what wasn't necessary 50 years ago, in fact, maybe what wasn't even known 50 years ago, has become necessary. The Lord Jesus says, works of necessity do not infringe the Sabbath. Works of mercy, Mark 3 verse 4, is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath days to save life? Yes, it is. If you have a heart attack on the Sabbath day, you don't want the heart specialist to say, no, I can't do it, I'll have to wait till tomorrow. It's a work of mercy. And works of piety. Matthew 12:5, have you not read in the law how on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? So works of necessity, works of mercy, works of piety, these are the things that the Lord allows. Now let's bring our lives to that standard. Men and women, I want you to understand this is what God is saying in His law for His people. Let us not simply pull down the standard of the Word of God. Let's not cast it aside and play havoc with the divine requirement. Let us not turn the allowable of works of necessity and mercy and piety into an excuse for the sinful. Many complain that Sabbath observance is so harsh. It's not Sabbath observance that's harsh. It's not the law of God that's harsh. It's not the example of Christ that's harsh. It's the heart that's hardened against God that's harsh. Because really it's a spirit of rebellion that detests the Sabbath day. Why do some people neglect the Sabbath and reject it? For the same reason as the people did in Nehemiah chapter 13, 15 through 22. Greed. Greed. There are Christians who don't have to work the Lord's day, but they do so because of greed. And God will curse their greed. And they'll not be one cent the better off. And even if they are, they'll be spiritually destitute. Maybe more to the point, there are some people who reject the Sabbath day because of pleasure. I've already read from Isaiah 58 and verse 13. And the word pleasure there is not speaking particularly of recreation, but it is speaking of people in their willful rejection of God's law and their willful rebellion, saying, I'm going to do on this day what pleases me. Be it business or pleasure, what pleases me. And that's why they reject the Lord's day. How many Christians spend the Lord's Day in front of a Gogglebox watching a ball game? Many Christians live their lives in such a way that the only holy ground they know on the Lord's Day is the golf course. Rejecting the command of God, either through greed or through love of pleasure. Then some people compromise it by using just a brief part to satisfy their conscience. I'll go to church and then I'll watch the ball game. Or I'll go to church, and here's a very specious one, and it's going to be a day of rest. We're not going to cook in our house today. We're not going to switch the light or the heat on under the meat. We're not going to do that. We're not going to prepare it on Saturday and eat on the Lord's Day or anything like that. We're just going to go out and we're going to eat in the restaurant. Hold a second. Did God not enact that your servants should rest just as much as you. Did he not? This is compromising the Lord's day. Now, there are times of necessity. I am not talking about the exceptional. I'm talking about the normal. And when Christians can take the law of God on the fourth commandment and they can treat it so cavalierly, how on earth can they be surprised when the ungodly treat the rest of the law of God with disdain? If you disdain the fourth commandment, can you be surprised if the ungodly disdain the rest? I'm going to tell you a story. This happened just a few months ago. We were going with some folk, I forget who actually, in town. We were going into the Outback Steakhouse. Well, actually, we were waiting. You always have to wait there. See, the music's so good, people queue up or line up to get in. Gives you an ulcer just to put up with it. But anyway, standing outside, there were a few people. There were a few people around about. I wasn't listening because they were speaking. I wasn't eavesdropping. They were listening or speaking very loudly. This rather loud young woman made it clear she was a waitress in a restaurant. Was she bitter? Some Christian had given her a tip, and with the tip had given her a tract with an invitation to church. And she said, "Oh yes, these Christians will come and they'll ask me to church. But I have to work to feed them when they come out of church." I said to myself, I wish the hypocrite who gave her the tract could be here to hear her now. Is it not true? What defense could that Christian make? I don't know of any. Some hate the Sabbath, some despise it, some compromise it, and that's a great pity, because the Sabbath is blessed in its observation. God promises, Isaiah 56:2 and 58:13 and 14, He promises to bless the man that keeps the Sabbath from polluting it. He means this to be a festival to us. It's not a day of drudgery. It's a time to refresh our bodies, to feed our souls. I thought of it this way. The Sabbath day is a time to spend at our house and at His house. And it expresses three very precious things for a believer. It expresses our likeness to God. As He rested, so we rest. Ephesians 5:1, be imitators of God. It expresses our liberty in Christ. Deuteronomy 5:15. The Lord brought you out and redeemed you. Therefore, keep the Sabbath day. It expresses our love for Christ. Isaiah 58:13 equates calling the Sabbath a delight with honoring the Lord. Think of those three things. Are there any things more precious to a Christian? Likeness to Christ. Liberty in Christ. Love for Christ, and they are all expressed by an honest keeping of the Christian Sabbath.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.